Today, we'd like to study the title of a plague of his own heart in the 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 31 up to 66. To online wise people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 38 and 39, whatever prayer, whatever supplication is made by anyone or by all your people, Israel, when each one knows the plague of his own heart and spreads out his hands toward this temple, then hear in heaven your dwelling place and forgive and act and give to everyone according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you alone know the hearts of all the sons of men. What is the plague of his own heart? And why does God alone know the heart of all the sons of men? Question 2. In verse 57, may the Lord our God be with us, as he was with our fathers. May he not leave us nor forsake us. What would be the result of our consciousness that the Lord be with us? Last question 3, in verse 63, and Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered to the Lord, 22,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord. What is the consequence of the peace offerings? Verses 1 to 11, Solomon moved the Ark of the Covenant from the tabernacle into the complete temple. Verses 12 to 21, Solomon made a public speech. Verses 22 up to 53, Solomon prayer. 54 up to 61, Solomon made benediction. 62 to 66, the dedication of the temple. Verse 31 up to 53, Solomon's prayer. When anyone sins against his neighbor and he's forced to take an oath and comes and takes an oath before your altar in this temple, then hear in heaven and act and judge your servants, condemning the wicked, bringing his way on his head, and justifying the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness. So let God develop justice. Then verse 33 and 34, like Solomon's prophecy, after Solomon's death, Israel was divided. Then Israelites committed idolatry. Then Israel people, 70 years captivity occurred by Babylonian. Verse 33 and 34, when your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, and when they turn back to you, and confess your name and pray and make a supplication or make a petition to you in this temple, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel and bring them back to the land which you gave to their fathers. Give compassion upon them. Then verse 35, when the heavens are shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, when they pray toward this place, after Babylonian king's decree, example Daniel, to cast Daniel into the den of lions, Daniel's prayer toward this temple, Jerusalem, and confess your name, Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was assigned, the writing basically Babylonian Nebuchadnezzar's decree to cast whoever didn't bow down before idol. So then the writing was assigned. He went to home, Daniel went to home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, where the temple is located, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. So pray toward this place, Jerusalem, where the Solomon Temple was located, and confess your name and turn from their sin, because you afflicted them. Then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servant, your people Israel, that you may teach them the good way or godly way in which they should walk, and send the rain on your land, which you have given to your people as an inheritance. When there is a famine, so famine caused by sins, verse 36, famine in the land, pestilence or blight or mildew, locusts or grasshoppers, all plagues caused by their sins. When their enemy besieges them, such as Babylonians, in the land of their cities, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer, whatever supplication is made by anyone or by all your people Israel, when each one knows the plague of his own heart. Here, plague of his own heart. We know that the plague caused by his sin, or caused by the plague of his own heart, which is, of course, a sin. So what is the plague of his own heart? It's a sin causing plague. And spread out his hands toward this temple, then hear in heaven your dwelling place, and forgive and act and give to everyone according to all his ways. Whose heart you know? Here, for you alone know the hearts of all the sons of men. We don't know all our hearts because we are deceitful and desperately wicked. Jeremiah chapter 70, verse 9. Human heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The answer, verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart, I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. So only God knows all human hearts' minds, because human heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Then, verse 40, that they may fear you all the days that they live in the land which you gave to our fathers. Verse 41, moreover, concerning a foreigner who is not of your people Israel, God's consideration to foreigner, for example, Exodus chapter 22, verse 21, you shall neither mistreat a stranger or a foreigner, nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. So Israel people used to be foreigner in the land of Egypt. Also, Exodus chapter 23, verse 9, also you shall not oppress a stranger, foreigner, for you know the heart of a stranger, because you were strangers in the land of Egypt. So therefore, God wants Israel people how to treat foreigners. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, love the foreigner, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. So God wants Israel people to love foreigners. Here, but has come from a far country for your name's sake. Verse 42. For they will hear, the foreigners, they will hear of your great name and your strong hand and your outstretched arm when he comes and prays toward this temple as well, here in heaven, your dwelling place, and do according to all for which the foreigner calls to you, that all peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you. Here, global evangelism. So Solomon prayed to God for global evangelism. So you know that Jesus commanded to his disciples, pour upon the Holy Spirit. Then you might be witness to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the end of the world. So ultimately, global evangelism is God's desire. As do your people Israel, and that they may know that this temple which I have built, Solomon have built, is called by your name. Verse 44, when your people go out to battle against their enemy, wherever you send them, and when they pray to the Lord, toward the city of Jerusalem, which you have chosen, and the temple which I have built for your name, then hear in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause, which is handle their case. Verse 46, when they sin against you for things, no one who does not sin. So everybody is sinners. So Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So all people are sinners. And you become angry with them and deliver them to the enemy. And they take them captive to the land of the enemy. So here, like a prophecy, so 70 years, captivity by Babylonians. Here, they take them captive, far or near. Yet, when they come to themselves in the land where they were carried captive, and repent and make a supplication to you in the land of those who took them captive, such as Daniel, saying, we have sinned and done wrong, we have committed wickedness, and when they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies who led them away captive, and pray to you toward their land, which you gave to their fathers, the city which you have chosen, and the temple which I have built for your name. Then hear in heaven your dwelling place, their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause or maintain their case. And forgive your people compassion upon them who have sinned against you and all their transgressions which they have transgressed against you, and grant them compassion before those who took them captive, that they may have compassion on them, for they are your people, because they are your people and your inheritance whom you brought out of Egypt, out of the iron furnace. So 40 years wilderness like iron furnace, that your eyes may be opened to the supplication of your servant and the supplication of your people Israel, to listen to them whenever they call to you. For you separated them from among all the people of the earth to be your inheritance. So God make them holy. As you spoke by your servant Moses when you brought our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God. Now, verse 54, after 61, Solomon's benediction. And so it was when Solomon had finished praying, right here, praying. So up to verse 53, Solomon's prayer, because verse 54 says, finished praying all this prayer and supplication to the Lord, that he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. So we can see how Solomon prayed. So basically kneeling on his knees and spread up his hands to the Lord. Then he stood and blessed. At this point, after turning to the people, he made a benediction to the people. Then he stood and blessed all the assembly of Israel with a loud voice, saying, verse 56, blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There has not failed even one word of all his good promise. So here, indicating faithful God, God will never fail his promise, his word, which he promised through his servant Moses. Verse 57, may the Lord our God be with us. Here, the God's presence with us always. This consciousness of the presence of God would be the result in verse 61. Verse 61, we want to see verse 61 right here. Let your heart therefore be loyal to the Lord. So if we have the consciousness or belief, the presence of God in a daily basis, that time our heart be loyal to the Lord, then to walk in his statutes and keep his commandments as at this day, today. So the result, loyal to God and keep his words, that's the result of the consciousness of the presence of God. So if you have a consciousness of the presence of God daily, you would not commit the sin, rather than be loyal to God and obey his words. Then here, verse 58, that he may incline our hearts to himself, to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment. So basically, heart is ready to keep God's word. Then verse 59, and may these words of mine, with which I have made supplication before the Lord, here again, be near the Lord our God day and night. So the consciousness, daily presence, day and night, presence of God, that he may maintain the code. He maintained the case of his servant and the cause of his people, Israel, as each day may require. So each day may require simply means give us the daily necessity, that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God. Here again, global evangelism. There is no other. Let your heart, therefore, here, verse 61, the result of the consciousness of God's presence, your heart, therefore, be loyal to the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and keep his commandments as at this day, right now. Verse 62, up to 66, the dedication of the temple. Then the kings and all the Israel with him offered a sacrifice before the Lord. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings. Peace offerings, first of all, your sin should be cleansed or forgiven or covered up. Then you might give thanks offering to the Lord because God forgave my sin, your sin. Then they might have a peace offering. Peace offering means peace relationship, commune with the Lord. So God does not commune with sinner. So therefore, first of all, we should repent our sin. Then we receive forgiveness. Then we give thanks to the Lord. Then peace offerings, which he offered to the Lord. Here, peace offerings, 22,000 bulls a lot, 120,000 sheep. So this is a peace offering like today, communion service, plus love of peace. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord. On the same day, the king consecrated or hallowed the middle of the court that was in front of the house of the Lord. Why? Here, because there he offered the burnt offerings. First of all, burnt offerings, mainly for cleansing our sins, you know, burn out all our sins. Grain offerings, mainly for giving thanks to the Lord. Grain offering for harvest. Then the fat of the peace offering, peace offerings, communion with the Lord and with other believers, other Israel people here. Because the branch altar that was before the Lord was too small. That's why Solomon consecrated the middle of the courts. So too small, because it took carry 22,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep. So obviously too small to receive the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat of a peace offering. The question three, what's the consequence of a peace offering? Peace offerings commune with God and commune with people. Their result, the consequence, last verse 66 here. On the eighth day, he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went to their tents, joyful and glad of heart. So communion service, a consequence, joyful. Joy overflows. The 1 John chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have a fellowship with us. Fellowship meaning intimate relationship with other Christians. With us meaning only born-again Christian, excluding non-Christian. Neighbor include not only Christians, but also non-Christians. That is neighbor. But here, with us meaning only Christian. Fellowship, intimate relationship with other Christians. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father. So our intimate relationship with God the Father and through His Son, Jesus Christ. Then close relationship with Jesus Christ. The result, the consequence, verse 4 said, and these things we write to you that your joy may be full. So fullness of joy automatically, naturally, overflows from fellowship, communion with the Lord and God and other saints. So exactly the same way here, joyful and glad of heart for all the good that the Lord had done for his servant David and for Israel, his people. Then, verse 64, on the same day, the king consecrated the middle of the court. Then 65, and that time Solomon held a feast, a love feast. Love feast, the purpose is fellowship with other saints, extending to the Father and Jesus, and all Israel with him, a great assembly from the entrance of Hamath, the north boundary, to the brook of Egypt, south boundary, before the Lord our God, 7 days and seven more days, 14 days. So on the last day, on the eighth day, he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went to their tent, joyful and glad of heart for all the good that the Lord had done for his servant David and for Israel, his people. Let's see each question answer. First, question one, in verse 38, 39, whatever prayer, whatever supplication is made by anyone or by all your people, Israel, when each one knows the plague of his own heart and spreads out his hand toward this temple, then here in heaven your dwelling place, and forgive and act and give to everyone according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you alone know the heart of all the sons of men. What is the plague of his own heart? So that is a sin. The plague caused by his own heart, resulting, which is a sin, resulting in the plague. Why does God alone know the heart of all the sons of men? Jeremiah said, Jeremiah said, we don't know all our hearts because we are deceitful and desperately wicked. That's why only God knows all human hearts. Question two, in verse 57, may the Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. May he not leave us nor forsake us. What would be the result of our consciousness that the Lord be with us? The consciousness, verse 57. 57, the consciousness, 57 said, so we then, we would be loyal to God and we would keep his words. Then question three, in verse 63, and Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered to the Lord, 22,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicate the house of the Lord. What is the consequence of the peace offerings? The communion with God the Father and with other believers, the result is, verse 6, joyful and glad of heart. That's the answer. Let's just sing song all together, last song on bulletin, page 40, number 5.